Thank you for listening to Radioactive Magazine. I am the host, Mike Nichols, and you are listening to KKFI 90.1 FM. On today's show, we have three guests in the studio. These are all three members of SPARC. And SPARC, which stands for Senior Peers Actively Renewing Knowledge. We have Jan Parks.
Hi, Mike.
And we have Renee Goldman.
Hi, how are you?
And Bill Wright.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Thank you guys for coming in and taking the time to talk with us. To start this off, I just wanted to, you know, kind of get to the nuts and bolts of this. What is lifelong learning?
Actually, Mike, lifelong learning is just what it says it is. As far as the history of lifelong learning, Lifelong Institute concept was introduced in Denmark in about 1971. Then beginning in 1973 in France, the University of the Third Age was launched, and it spread across European countries. About the same time in the United States, the Rhodes Scholar Institute Network was formed, and it was a voluntary association, which now has over 400 LLIs, as they're called, across the country.
An LLI?
Lifelong Learning Institute.
Okay.
Right. Lifelong learning expands your viewpoint. It gives you new knowledge, teaches you new skills, keeps you current, and allows you to meet interesting people and make new connections. You will expand your mind and be in the company of others who believe learning is one of the best parts of life. Scientific research from the 1990s shows that a challenged, stimulated brain may be the key to a vibrant later life. Studies are showing that enriched learning and increased levels of activity may help stave off mental and physical ailments. One of the leaders in the Rhodes Scholar Institute network says lifelong learning is like a health club for your brain. I also have a quote from Abraham Lincoln that I like, which is, "I don't think much of a man who is not wiser today than he was yesterday." Bill, you've been a past president of SPARC. Would you like to tell us a little about how our local LLI got started?
Yes, SPARC has been around for about 22 years. It began in the summer of 1993 and was located on the campus of Penn Valley Community College. Classes were offered, social and cultural events were scheduled, and its first book club was founded in 1993. In 1996, SPARC affiliated with the UMKC and moved this office to the Truce Avenue building. Our current address is SPARC office at UMKC campus, 4825 Truce, and his phone number is 816-235-2870, and you can email us at umkcspark@umkc.edu. Our organization, we have a board of directors. It consists of 12 members who were elected annually by the membership, and we have the offices of the board include the president, the secretary, and the treasurer. The board meets bi-monthly on the third Friday of that month. SPARC has one paid member, the office coordinator, who handles all administrative functions of the organization. SPARC has a membership committee, a marketing development committee, and a curriculum committee.
Renee, would you please tell us how you got involved in SPARC and what you've gotten out of it?
Well, SPARC has been a lifesaver for me. My husband passed away suddenly almost 7 years ago of an aortic aneurysm, and I had a dear friend who called me up one afternoon and said, "You know, I'm taking these really great classes at UMKC, and this is an organization called SPARC." And I said, "Okay, that sounds good." And I didn't think anything of it. And I went to visit my son in the Seattle area, And I went to a shopping center that happened to have an exhibit of Japanese history of the area. And this was the first time I was going by myself learning about another culture, other information. I got such a kick out of it. When I was coming home on the plane, I said, I'm calling my friend. I got to find out about Spark. I called my friend. She says, just a minute. I'll get you the phone number. She couldn't find it. I called UMKC. I made 3 phone calls. I got the brochure. I joined. I went to lunch. I went to the first music class. I've been going 1 or 2 classes for the last 6 years ever since.
Great. Bill, could you tell us a little about the classes for this coming winter session?
Yes. Our classes will begin... We will start a chili feed, which will on January the 7th, and where we'll have a gathering for all of our instructors will come and tell you about the classes. Classes will start on the following Monday on January 12th and will run through 6 weeks. Our classes are offered 4 times each year, beginning in January, March, June, and September. Each class is scheduled for 4 to 6 weeks and meets once a week for 2 hours. Most classes are conducted in the Spark office, and parking permits are available for on-campus parking. And you can get a class schedule by going to the website, sparkumkc.edu. Would you like to hear about some of the classes that are being offered?
Oh, yes.
We start off with... Who Wrote the Bible? That's be one of the first classes we have. And that's by a former minister who retired as a minister. She lives in Kansas City. And that's on Monday. And we have Histories, Mysteries, and Curiosity. That's one I'd really like to talk about or take. Then we have Western Civilization. And coincidentally... That's we're talking about World War I there, and we're actually talking about the treaties after the war. We just completed in the winter, the fall schedule, we talked about World War I, and we're now going to talk about all the treaties that were signed. There were numerous treaties that were signed, so that's going to be part of the curriculum for the next 6 weeks. And we do have a special event for chocolate. That we're having people that have been owners of a chocolate factory or office in Wichita, and they're going to do that, present us to how to make chocolate. And we have another class on the Spanish-speaking world literature class, and we have another art a la carte class that's going to be on Wednesday, and we have a Nelson Museum tour on Thursday, and then we're doing a off-campus site. We're going to have 6 classes, since there are 6 weeks. We're going to do films from all around the world. We'll be doing some of those classes. And then with our normal computer classes during the week.
What are the computer classes? Are they specialized or are they just general computer classes?
They're mostly specialized. We do digital photo editing, digital photography, and building computer confidence. And that's be like an introduction type class that gives you some familiarity with the computer for somebody who is challenged with the computer. Some of our seniors seem to be lacking a little confidence when they think they're doing messing with a computer.
Sounds like a pretty good selection of classes. Renee, would you like to tell us a couple of classes you've taken in past sessions that really stood out in your mind?
Well, two of the classes that are ongoing, one is Western Civilization, taught by a fabulous teacher who taught AP classes on Long Island. And she's the kind of person that goes Charles V and 16th, whoever, whatever, the date, without looking at anything, just goes. And she has been, we have been ongoing about 4 years with Western Civilization. And when she started, she did a class on the ancient world, which my husband was an ancient scholar, that introductory class was absolutely brilliant. She laid that foundation, and it was a brilliant, brilliant class. Another class that is really good is going to the Nelson, because you go there on Thursdays, and the docents teach you everything on a different level. Like, we had a class about chairs, or we had a class about religion. And it is just marvelous to learn all these things and get you to look at the art in different ways. And many times you see the same painting, but it's a different subject, and you find out and you expand your mind by looking at it in different ways.
Bill, how about you?
Well, I failed to mention that we have classes. We have three book club classes that with different subjects. Like we have the classic book club classes, and then we just have the Thursday book club. It meets and it handles mostly current events, current books. And then there's what seems like a favorite everybody has. It's just an eating out class that you go out to different restaurants. Everybody likes to go to that. And in fact, you have to sign up early to get into that. I think it's generally full quickly. So
there's no limit. There's no limit on
the
eating.
You have to be. You have to have a facility to be able to seat.
We have a coordinator who every month goes through different restaurants in the area, okay, all over. She sets it up, and then you make your reservation. And if you sometimes, since I still substitute teach, I don't know if I'm going to be available. There has never been a restaurant that said, sorry, you can't come.
Okay, well, I was under the impression that you really was limited to.
But it does meet weekly, right?
It meets weekly, and I would like to say that this is a really fun group, and one of the best things about Spark are the people, because they are the Spark.
Okay, Bill. How about personal classes that you've taken that have had an impact on you?
Well, I was in a book club, and I enjoyed the books that was picked to read that once a month were very good. I wouldn't have read the book if I hadn't been a member of the book club, and I enjoyed all the books that was met. And like Renee said, I have taken this the Western Civilization class, and I really was interested in that. And it started off in 1648 when the signing of the treaty that gave areas in Western Europe boundaries. It was the starting off the genesis of most of the countries that are there today, and that was I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the French. We just completed not long ago. We just completed the French Revolution. I wanted to learn a lot about that, because it's been covered. That subject's been covered thoroughly throughout history. If you go look at it, that the French Revolution was one of the. I like history to begin with. That so when I went to college, I always took a history class.
Okay, and as far as for myself, we had a series of classes on the Civil War, which kind of started with Sherman entering the state of Missouri on the east side and came all the way through to the other side. I found it very interesting. We also went out to some of the local sites and looked them over. Sometime back, I like history and I like literature. And sometime back, we had We were in need of someone to teach a literature class. All our teachers are volunteers. And one of the grad students from UMKC offered to teach a class. And so her subject was a look at how literature books show being a hostess. She used a lot of English literature. It was a whole different way to look at some of the books that I have read previously, and it turned out to be a real win-win situation. She was fascinated with the fact that the people in Spark were such eager learners. I don't know whether she expected that this was older people and they were going to doze in class and, you know, not really be engaged, but she was delighted with how interactive her class members were, the fact that they read everything they were to read before they got to class, that they were engaged in asking questions, and in fact she taught a second class for us even, so that was another of my favorites. You know, back in
Let me jump in here real
quick.
Okay. For those of you just joining us, thank you for listening to KKFI 90.1 FM, Kansas City's Community Radio. You are listening to Radioactive Magazine. And today's guests are, we have three members from SPARK, which stands for Senior Peers Actively Renewing Knowledge. So go on ahead.
Okay. Back in 2012, we did a survey from our members just to learn a little bit more about our members. We had 72 of our members who responded to the survey, and some of the things that we found were most of our members have college degrees, with many having master's and even a few having PhDs. On the average, our age range is from 60 to 80, and of the respondents to the survey, 75% were female. We are well-traveled, well-read, and we enjoy performing arts, movies, particularly art movies. We are active. We have a variety of hobbies. About half of our members actively volunteer in a variety of organizations, and again, volunteering and giving back to the community is certainly another way to stay active. Bill or Renee, do you want to jump in and talk about maybe any of the past instructors we have had, because we've had a variety of instructors?
I definitely would like to talk about, because a Civil War instructor, Dick Titterington, who, I will parenthetically say, because of teaching us, wrote his own book on the Civil War, was not a teacher, just a person who absolutely loved the Civil War. And he started teaching. I may have taken all about the Civil War, Missouri, Kansas, that's it. What happened to us, because we were the beginning. He started off real slow because he never taught. And I think I took four classes from him. And you watched how he grew and grew and grew as an instructor. And then he had all this knowledge and he published a book, which is just fabulous.
Yes, I think I was in, took that class. Jan just mentioned it, and I think we did that. We did some things that I don't think there's a lot of people in Kansas City that's aware of the amount of history that you had here for the Civil War, and that was a very interesting class. And one other thing I want to mention, that we have about 185 members of SPARK in Kansas City here that are taking classes throughout the year. So it is a viable organization that we, but you can join. It's open to anybody that's 55 years or older. And like Jan just covered, I think the Most of the people were from 60 to 80, so it's a wonderful opportunity for everybody to come out and take a class and enjoy it.
And it's a wonderful opportunity for people who would like a chance to teach the Western Civ teacher that they talked about, moved here from New York and missed teaching and somehow heard about the SPARC program and came and volunteered to. She taught a class on the 60s to start with, and people were so enthusiastic that it just kind of went from there. And when she approached us and said, I really want to teach Western civilization, but it's going to take several years, her growing fan club said, okay, that's all right, we'll do that. And so we are always, in addition to looking for members who, like us, would like to learn, we are always looking for volunteers who would like to teach classes. Our members often suggest topics that we can use. Bill came to me at one point and said, we need to do something about the War of 1812. He said, nobody knows anything about the War of 1812. And so we had to kind of search around. Actually, we ended up asking the person who had been doing the Civil War classes, would he have any interest in doing that? And he said, you know, my wife and I were in New Orleans. We went to the battlefield. He said, I'm really interested in that, and yes, I will do it. And he spent about 80 hours on his own putting his curriculum together to teach us about the War of 1812. We do also often have classes like Tai Chi. We have tried. We don't have as many art classes at this point as we would like to have, i.e. drawing and painting type classes. We have had a couple of instructors who have done like a one-shot drawing and painting class, and there's definitely an interest. So that is also something that we would very much be interested in, having more people to help us with that. SPARC, I think, helps our members to adapt to change, and particularly technology changes. We have had a couple of instructors from UMKC who have done courses on how to do Facebook, how to become involved in eBay, new cell phones, all the things that we are finding our grandchildren are expecting us to be able to do. And so there again has been a way that we have all grown. It's just a great way to keep in touch with people, to meet new friends, and to be surrounded by people who are embracing their later years by continuing to learn. And Bill, do you have any closing remarks?
Well, I think if you're looking for something to do, it's a great opportunity, and I definitely believe, just like Renee has said, and you, Jane, that you will want to. Once you come in, you'll want to come back for the next class. I mean, it is something you will enjoy. We have great instructors, and we have a good facilities, and you will enjoy it. And you need to give us an opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great organization, mm-hmm. and just interacting with the community. Like I'm hearing you guys talking about going to the art museum. And it's like I've done some of those tours where it's a docent or even, you know, like one of the assistant curators, you know. I did one where it was when they had the water lilies. Yeah. And it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, I thought I knew about the water lilies until mm-hmm. I went and those people started talking about it. I learned so much. And then just all the new technology coming in and all the different mm-hmm. things. I mean, there's all sorts of interesting things, you know, with the cameras coming out and the phones and all the different things that they do. This sounds like a really, really great opportunity. And you guys are affiliated with UMKC, right?
That's correct. Right. Yeah. We are under their umbrella and have, as we said, our office is at 4825 Troost, which is in one of their buildings. It is the same building that the rep has offices along with several other different groups. And so it's a well-used building, good parking right there. Renee, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, I have to reiterate, the best thing about Spark are the members. Mm-hmm. This is a cross-cultural, economic group. They're all different walks of life, but they have one thing that is very much in common. They hold on to life. They live. They have smiles on their faces. And as you become a member and you know these people, you find out about these people. And their lives have not been Rockefellers. They don't have everything happen to them and everything turns to gold and everything's wonderful. They've had their ups and they've had their downs. And they taught me personally how to take each step forward in my life. And I've always been grateful for that.
Well, it sounds like a great group of people. How many years have you been doing Spark?
I have been doing this 6 years.
And from what you've seen, like, do people, I mean, it's a group of people where a lot of people are staying.
A lot of people stay, coming and going. They come, they go, they come back. But we have 150 people strong that have been there since for the last 6 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really good. Right. I mean, I can.
But you're developing some friendships.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
During the classes and during the
we
classes.
We learn, you know.
Especially like that eat out class. I bet that's
yes.
a lot of.
We have fun.
Talking
and you know. Tremendous wonder. Very upbeat discussions. Nobody's going, oh, my arm hurts today. I got to be on it. No, it's what was on the news yesterday. What was at the play? Did you see that play? Did you go to the ballet? And did you see this? Or did you know, these kinds of things. And, of course, if we're in the classes, we're stimulated to discuss what we've learned.
Right.
And we go, oh, I didn't know this happened. I didn't know that happened.
So is that some of the classes? Like, do you have a theater and get out to the theater? Or?
Actually, we had a wonderful class this year, which I went to that I loved, where we went 10 minutes to showtime, and we went backstage at five of our local theaters. And many of us went to those performances. And okay. It was just wonderful because we learned an Actors Equity Theater has to have a shower. I mean, I didn't know that. They said, we don't use it. But Actors Equity said you have to have it.
Okay.
And it was fun. We got to be on some of the stages, stand on the stages. And several people went together to some of the performances. And I'm hoping that in the future they either go to other venues or replicate what they did. Because that was just a blast of a class.
Oh, great. And then you were talking about three different book clubs, so I take it, you know, I've been in a book club here and there, and it's always difficult, like, picking the books. So I'm guessing, like, three different books you have, three different clubs. You might have, like, you said one was classics, so you're getting into, like, Shakespeare and stuff like that.
The older books that you keep reading all the time.
Okay, and then, like, the other ones, you might have, like, maybe one that's more fiction, sci-fi, fantasy, and one that's more nonfiction.
Yes, like history, the one book I read that I really enjoyed was the Bookseller of Kabul. I learned more about Afghanistan from that book and the culture than I couldn't believe just for the title. But I keep telling everybody they should read that book.
Yeah, I may check that one out myself.
And again, the telephone number, if you're interested, is 816-235-2870. The email address is umkcspark, S-P-A-R-K, @umkc.edu.
All right. And, yeah, we are running to the end of the time here. Thank you, Jan Parks and Renee Goldman and Bill Wright, for coming in and talking with us about Spark. Was there a website that people can check
out? Yes, there is. It's http://spark.umkc.edu.
All right. Sounds good. And you've been listening to Radioactive Magazine. And stay tuned. Coming up next is Counterspin.
You have been listening to Radioactive Magazine, a presentation of KKFI 90.1 FM in Kansas City. Radioactive Magazine provides a forum for activist groups and activists in the greater Kansas City area. If you would like to propose interviews, contribute commentaries, event notifications, etc. to Radioactive Magazine, call Dan Connolly at 816-217-5875. Thank you for listening.